This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 363 and a quarter, down 1. March, 369 and 3 quarters, down a half. May, 375 and a half, down a quarter. January soybeans, 857 and a half, down 2.5. March, 860 and a half, down 2.5. May, 866 and 3 quarters, down 2.25. December wheat, 487 and a half, down 3.25. March, 488 and a half, down 3.75. May, 490, down 5.5. December oats, 251, up 3.25. March, 232 and a quarter, up 2.25. December soybean meal, 283, down 360. January, 283, down 370. March, 283.60, down 360. December soybean oil, 27.90, up 35. January, 28.18, up 34. March, 28.43, up 34. Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly lower late Friday afternoon. Corn and soybeans both closed lower on a day of quiet trading. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed with bids at $3.40 to $3.55. Soybeans were mostly 2 to 3 cents lower at $8.17 to $8.48. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mixed at $3.47 to $3.73. Soybeans were unchanged to 2 cents lower at $8.42 to $8.66. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mixed at $3.56 to $3.76. Soybeans are down 2 to 4 cents at $8.43 to $8.60. Wheat was 1 to 2 cents lower at $3.87 to $4.33. Illinois soybean producer cash bids closed 3 to 4 cents lower at $8.72 to $8.80. Basis levels were unchanged to 1 lower at 14 to 22 over the January futures. High protein on a soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $277 to $298 per ton. That's down $3.60 per ton, with basis levels at minus 6 to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were steady to 1 cent lower at $3.68 to $3.89. Basis levels were steady to 1 higher at 5 to 26 over the December futures. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted air producer corn market 1 to 3 cents lower at $3.64 to $3.75. Basis levels were steady to 2 lower at 1 to 12 over the December. Soybeans closed 3 to 6 cents lower at $8.58 to $8.71. Basis levels were unchanged to down 3 cents at option to 13 over January. New crop wheat prices were 3 cents lower at $4.21 to $4.51. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 74 to minus 44 the July 16 options. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 2 to 3 cents lower at $3.82 to $3.83. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 2 to 3 cents, with quotations at $8.85 to $8.86. Soft wheat was down mostly 2 cents at $4.29 to $4.79. Milo closed mostly a penny lower at $3.68 to $3.69. Contract bids to producers for fall or January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivery shell corn contracts range from $3.40 to $3.54. January delivery soybean contracts range from $8.17 up to $8.61. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at $3.48 to $3.76. January delivery soybeans ranged $8.37 to $8.56. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn was quoted at $3.58 to $3.81. January delivery soybeans ranged $8.48 to $8.63. And June-July delivery soft wheat in southern part of the state was quoted in a range of $4.44 up to $4.70. That concludes Friday's country grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 130.72, up 82. February, 131.90, down 15. April, 133.20, up 62. January feeder cattle, 163.17, up 72. March, 163, up 245. April, 164.97, up 282. December lean hogs, 57.85, up 245. February, 58.75, up 202. April, 64, up 197. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 20th Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 23 cents lower in the range of $47 to $51, with a weighted average carcass price of $49.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $3 higher on the heavy sows and staying steady on the lighter weights, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 26, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 29, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 32, and 6 weights and up 30 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings, ranging from $28 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,048 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 265 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 120.25 to 124.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 109 to 114.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 120.50 to 125.50. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 110 to 112. Breakers, 62 to 73. Boners were 55 to 66, with some higher dressing, 69 to 78. Leans were 36 to 47, with some of the higher dressing at 62. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 121 to 127, and on a dress basis, 190 to 195. Heifers on a live basis traded at 121 to 126, and on a dress basis at 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 254 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 73.14, that was $1.25 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, 203.14, that was $1.69 lower, with select carcasses at 190.95, that was $2.39 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000, that compared to 94,000 last week and 113,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is still running behind 5.5%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 437,000, that compared to 433,000 last week and 419,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 7.9%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The Food and Drug Administration has denied a petition from the Center for Food Safety for mandatory labeling of food with genetically modified ingredients. The announcement also included guidance issued for food companies who choose to label food derived from genetically engineered salmon and crops, according to the Hagstrom Report. FDA Associate Commissioner for Policy Leslie Cooks wrote in a letter to the Center for Food Safety, "Your petition does not provide a sufficient basis for FDA to deviate from its 1992 policy." Further, FDA said the petition does not provide evidence sufficient to show that foods derived from genetically engineered plants as a class differ from foods derived from non-genetically engineered plant varieties in any meaningful or uniform way. Monsanto executives say the company expects corn prices to rise in 2016. However, they added the majority of its growth will come from new products and expanding its reach to new markets, according to Reuters. The company expects corn prices will recover to $4.50 a bushel in the next 8 to 12 months from less than $4 currently. That comes just a week after USDA cut its price outlook for the marketing year by 15 cents a bushel to a range of $3.35 to $3.95 a bushel. That forecast comes as corn prices are amid a steep downturn, as with other commodities sitting at multi-year lows. 80% of Monsanto's earnings over the next 3 to 4 years are expected to be from innovations such as newly developed products. The remaining 20% is tied to the price of commodities like corn and soybeans. Next, we will hear a report from the Hillsboro FFA chapter. They have several events coming up, and this morning, the Hillsboro FFA chapter reporter, Kylie Kinsey, is going to tell us about those. Kylie, could you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, what year in school you are, and what your role with the FFA chapter is?
Hi, I'm a sophomore, and I'm the Hillsboro FFA chapter reporter.
And this is your first year as reporter, right?
Yes.
Are you enjoying it so far?
I am. It's a lot of fun.
What are some of the things that you have to do as reporter?
I have to enter news articles into the newspaper and email a whole bunch of people on our updates on what we're doing in our Hillsboro FFA chapter and help Mrs. Niemeyer out with different activities.
And all of those different activities, you have a few coming up, one of those being that you have a fruit sale going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our fruit sale started at the beginning of November, and it's going through until November 30th, so we are still selling fruit. If you guys would like to buy some, you can try getting a hold of Mrs. Niemeyer at the Ag Department at the Hillsboro High School.
And what type of fruit are you selling?
We are selling three different kinds of apples, I do believe, clementines, oranges, and grapefruit, and pears.
So if anyone's interested, just give Mrs. Niemeyer a call, and they can fill out an order form?
Yes.
And something else that's coming up, you guys have a CDE or a career development event. When's that taking place and what's it going to focus on?
On December 2nd, we are hosting the Dairy Food CDE or career development event. And we have some members competing in it for the top shot mainly on who can judge dairy foods better. We are having Josh Jackson, Drew Schmedeke, Jesse Theriak, and Dane Gibson all competing in it.
And you said that you guys are hosting that, so that will that be held here in the Ag Shop, or where will that be?
It will mainly be held all over in the Ag Building. We'll use the CDT room, the shop, and the Ag Classroom.
Is there a lot of preparation that goes into hosting it, or just have to buy a few dairy products and be ready for everyone to show up to compete?
Just have to mainly buy a few dairy products and just wait for everyone to show up.
Well, hopefully you guys will do well in that. We wish you the best of luck. Something else you're preparing for is a parliamentary procedure event, and you guys have been practicing.
We've been practicing for quite some time right now. Our goal is to win state and go to nationals and possibly win nationals. Our team is not too far off of a national winning team, and we are doing very good right now as we go.
And will you be competing then next year, or when will that be taking place?
We will be competing at Sections Parley Pro January 11th in Greenville.
Well, hopefully you guys will have good luck there along with the Dairy CDE. And you guys also have a Christmas party coming up next month.
Yes, December 14th we have our annual Christmas party. We're going to hold at the Ag Building. We are going to have some movies, games, and just a whole bunch of food for people to come and eat and enjoy.
And is that open to all FFA members?
Yes, even parents.
Oh, and parents. Okay, so that should be a lot of fun. And another event, you guys are involved with a lot of things currently, but an event that's taking place here in Hillsboro. Tell us what's going to be going on.
On December 4th and 5th, we are having How the Grinch Stole Hillsboro. On December 4th, there's a parade at 6, and we will be serving pork patties from 4 to 8 by the Moose. And December 5th, we will serve pork patties 9 to 12 by the Moose again.
So is this going to be serving as a fundraiser for the chapter?
Yes.
And I'm assuming that several FFA members will be helping out with selling the pork patties?
We hope so. Like last year we had people dress up like elves, so we're going to hopefully dress up like who's from Whoville. So we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Once again, that report was from the Hillsboro FFA chapter reporter, Kylie Kinsey. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.